Good to be here again. I'd like to start by reading a few verses in Hebrews chapter 11. And starting in verse 32. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. And in verse 34 it says, out of weakness were made strong. So how does that happen? How can we be made strong out of our weakness? In Hebrews 11, there's a lot of people talked about that did great things, and that were the people that followed God. But I think if we look at each one of these people, we'll see they all had weaknesses. But what we remember them by are the things that, well, for one thing, their faith. But the things that they did through God's strength is what we remember them by. And I want to look at a few examples of people that had weaknesses and how they overcame them. The first one is, let's turn to Exodus 4, and we'll start in verse 1. This is when God called Moses to lead his people out of Egypt. And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thine hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thine hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand, and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. That they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, put now thine hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, put thine hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land. And the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. So Moses was talking to God, and he told God that the people aren't going to believe me. And I think I know Moses had a good relationship with God. And he knew that God could do a lot of things, and he could make the people believe him. But I'd say he probably had faith in God, but he also had doubts, because right here he told God that they wouldn't believe him. So God gave him these two signs, and he said, if they don't believe these two signs, then I'll give you one more to do. And then in verse 10, and Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth, or who maketh the dumb or deaf, or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well, and also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth. And I will be with thy mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what you shall do. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be, even he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. And thou shalt take this rod in thine hand, therewith thou shalt do signs. So not only was Moses worried about the people believing him, he didn't think he could, well, in verse 10 he said he wasn't eloquent. He heard from God and he talked with God, but to get the ideas and thoughts out of his head, he wasn't good with words. And he told God that, you know, he's slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And God told him that Aaron would go with him, and Aaron was in verse 14 it says he could speak well. So he was good with words. But Aaron didn't have a direct connection with God like Moses did. So God put Aaron, while Moses was between God and Aaron to do the talking. And so God spoke to Moses through Aaron. Well, he spoke through Aaron. I'm trying to think how to say that. God spoke through Aaron by Moses. And there can be a lot of things like this that we have in our lives, you know, something that we have a problem with, and maybe we're not real good with words, like Moses wasn't. Or there's many things that we have a weakness in. Something that we can't do very well, or just something that we have a hard time believing. And Moses, he talked with God, and God solved his problems. He told him that he's going to give him signs so the people will believe him. And then he gave him his brother to do the speaking for him. But for us, it might not be that way. You know, sometimes we might ask God for something and tell him, you know, we have this weakness and we need help with it. But God doesn't always... He doesn't always provide us a solution like that. Now let's turn to 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 through 10. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Now Paul he besought God three times that he would take away this thorn in his flesh, and God didn't choose to do that. So there might be something like that. I'm not sure what this was for Paul, but something that we struggle with that's a thorn in our flesh. And there's been things that I've asked God a lot more than three times to take him away or to change or to give me strength in. But I think if God chooses to let us have something like this to deal with, we need to take Paul's approach. because God's grace is sufficient for us. But instead of just dwelling on something that we have a problem with, or an area that we're weak, we can glory in our infirmities and instead of there's something else we can do if we're weak in an area, instead of asking God for help, or maybe we do ask God for help, but it seems like he's not doing anything about it. We can try to overcome it in our own strength. And I think when we do that, it might seem like we can gain a little bit, but if we try to do things, overcome weaknesses in our own strengths, I think God might send us something else to bring us down or something to humble us. But if we turn to God and take his grace and use it in our lives, then we can be strong through him. And I'd like to look at a few verses in Philippians 4, starting in verse 11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And I know Paul had a lot of things in his life that maybe he struggled with, or he was persecuted a lot and had a lot of adversity from other people. But he learned how to excel in whatever God gave him. Through God's strength, he could abound in whether he was in need or whether he had plenty. And another way that God can strengthen us is just like he did with Moses. He can send someone that if there's something that we're weak in, there's someone else that's strong in that area that can help us. Or they can do like Moses did and do the speaking for us or help us with something, you know, a project that we're working on that they might have more expertise in than we do. And that goes for a lot of things. God has a lot of different ways of strengthening our weaknesses. So how do we deal with our weaknesses? I think one of the first things we need to do is we need to realize and admit that we have a weakness or something that we struggle with. And then once we do that, we can do like Paul. We can ask God to take it away or to give us strength. And ask him to increase our faith and to give us more grace to deal with it. And we can also ask other people to help if it's something that someone else can help us with. Or we can ask for prayer, and God can help us that way. And we can also accept, well, if we want to be strengthened, we need to accept however God decides to help us, whether it's through taking it away or sending someone to help us, or if it's just accepting that this is something that God's given us that we need to deal with. And he can give us faith to believe that he has strength for us and grace. and then we can claim God's promises. I have another verse here in Isaiah 41. Verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God has plenty of strength to deal with whatever we have in our lives that's troubling us, or something that's just a thorn in our flesh, or something that we feel that we can't do. If we call upon him, he'll help us. And if we're willing to accept whatever way he has to help us, then he can make us strong in our weakness. So that's all I have to share, and just pray that God would help us to seek him for areas that we're weak in, and just trust him to provide.